What do you do if you're attracted to members of the same sex and don't want to be? Earlier this week, leading figures in psychotherapy met in Westminster to discuss the idea of treatment. Some Christian therapists maintain that if people believe their homosexual feelings are in conflict with their faith, they can be helped by so-called change therapy. Trevor Barnes reports.
From the age of 12, Padraig O'Toole knew he was gay. Growing up in Ireland in the 1970s, he also knew that for many in the Christian community to which he belonged, this was a problem. In his late teens, he decided to seek help.
I suppose I felt the need because I was hearing the message, and very few people knew that I was gay, but I was hearing the message that I was deeply flawed and that there was something fundamentally wrong at the core of my being. When I had applied to join this Christian program, there was a question box that asked, have you ever been involved with the following? Drug addiction, occultism, alcoholism or homosexuality. And there were four boxes to tick.
Between the ages of 19 and 27, he looked to Christian therapy for help. As much as he wanted it to be, the therapy was not successful, and his final session left him deeply disillusioned.
Oh, I was sitting in sessions that were seeking to bring change or healing or cure. I wasn't exercising my human rights. In many ways, I see myself as a victim of an ideological viewpoint that saw me as an orientation to be changed, to satisfy some success criteria. I became exceptionally uncomfortable and I felt unsafe and I left very quickly.
Contrast his experience with that of Robert, now 55 and divorced, who for years struggled with a promiscuous gay lifestyle and who sought Christian therapy to help him change.
I had been allowing myself to be labelled by an activity. In fact, I realised I was in bondage to that addiction in my life, and my identity, through the help of counselling, through the help of my pastor, through the help of an accountability elder that I have within my church, helped me to understand that my identity is not in the things I did, for example, in the act of homosexuality. My true identity is in Christ.
Dr. Peter Saunders is the chief executive of the Christian Medical Fellowship, and while not practicing change therapy himself, believes that with some groups of people, as with Robert, the technique can be successful.
The evidence shows that some people will experience a change in the strength or direction of their sexual feelings, either spontaneously or with therapy from a skilled therapist. People who experience a dissonance between their feelings and their values or desires will sometimes seek professional help. And if they can harmonise their lifestyle choices with their values, then they do feel better.
But Dr. Di Hodgson of the UK Council for Psychotherapy, or UKCP, questions the very principles underlying the therapy.
I think there's very conflicting evidence, but in some ways to me that's really not the right question to ask, if I may say, because whether or not something works doesn't mean that it is ethical or in the public interest or the right thing to do for someone. So we have taken a view in a way which is, regardless of the scientific findings, we still believe that it is unethical to agree or to work towards changing someone's sexual orientation through psychotherapy.
And Dr. Pamela Gawler-Wright agrees. She's a UKCP registered psychotherapist who counsels a number of gay clients and says the techniques used in change therapy are potentially damaging.
Well, over 20 years of practice, I've met many, many clients who've been seriously harmed and their families seriously harmed by this kind of biased treatment that starts with an agenda that same-sex attraction is in some way caused by bad things and that it is a bad thing and that will cause unhappiness.
Any therapy in the wrong hands is potentially damaging, but therapy that overrides a person's right to choose the pathway that suits them and is consistent with their own values is damaging. So I'm not arguing that everybody A, should change, or B, that everybody can change, but I think people need to have the right to explore the possibility if that is what they want.
Mike Davidson, whose training to be a psychotherapist has currently been suspended by the UKCP. He's now awaiting the outcome of a tribunal following remarks he made publicly suggesting homosexuality is a sin. He believes objections to change therapy are ideologically driven.
I think one of the reasons why there's such a reaction to this is because it's perceived to be a threat to the idea that homosexuality is innate and therefore unchangeable. And anything that comes along and that demonstrates that actually the reverse is true, that in some cases it can be changed, and certainly homosexual feelings can be reduced and sometimes eliminated, is a threat to that ideological position.
For Di Hodgson, however, change therapy itself comes with an ideology.
I think sometimes change therapy can be used to push a religious agenda. I think that sometimes people's unhappiness about their sexual orientation is a feature of the society in which we live rather than inherent in the individual. The most important thing to us is that we explore with people rather than start from a fixed end point.
But for Robert, it was precisely that end point that enabled him, he says, to find a solution to his unease.
Through Christian counselling, I now have a true understanding of my identity. My identity is not based on an activity. It's based actually on a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's that knowledge that is the source of my liberation. It's that knowledge that is the source of my freedom. And is it wrong for a Christian counsellor to help me find that?
I very much understand the kinds of difficulties that people like Robert have gone through, and that they have a right to supportive psychotherapy that values their spiritual side as much as their sexuality. But Robert could have gone to any qualified ethical psychotherapist and received that service. What is in contention is that reparative therapists start with an agenda that homosexuality is wrong, that it is caused by unhappiness, and that it causes unhappiness.
Pamela Gawler Wright. But Peter Saunders of the Christian Medical Fellowship disagrees and asks only for what he calls even-handedness in the matter.
People already can have gay affirmative therapy, which affirms their feelings and helps them to harmonise their lifestyle choices with those feelings. So we think there should be a level playing field, and that people who'd like to harmonise their lifestyle choices with their values should be able to have professional help for that as well.
Peter Saunders, ending that report from Trevor Barnes.